I'm Steve Miller reporting U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremonies of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, he had high praise for South Korea and its democracy.
South Korea is a testament to the power of freedom and the capacity of free peoples to create prosperity and security.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, in part to counter efforts by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to present what U.S. President Donald Trump's advisors see as a facade of international goodwill and cooperation. North Korea staged a military parade in Pyongyang Thursday, one day before the opening ceremonies in South Korea for the Olympics. Government sources in Seoul say tens of thousands of people participated or attended the parade at a rally in Kim Il-sung Square to mark the 70th anniversary of the isolated nation's military. A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. The conviction means that Zia, the arch-rival of the current Prime Minister, could be barred from running in December national elections. Zia was taken to a Dhaka prison under heavy security, and Zia's lawyer says that she will appeal that decision. Britain said on Thursday it was working with its partners to tackle U.S. concerns over a landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major powers, but said that Tehran must avoid actions that threaten regional security. Britain's minister for the Middle East, Alastair Burt, told a conference in Paris that they want to see that the deal succeeds. This is VOA News. Several aftershocks have hampered rescue efforts as emergency personnel comb through collapsed buildings in search of survivors after a powerful earthquake.